Happy 50th, Mandy,
to the
podcast.
Hey,
to the podcast.
Still have a few more months.
This is our 50th episode. I cannot believe it.
Crazy.
I can't believe it.
It's crazy.
I know. It's been so much fun, and I'm so excited that we're still hanging in there and doing it, and everybody seems to love it, and I'm just thrilled, and it's about to get even crazier, y'all.
Here we go.
Buckle up, bitches. Here we go.
Y'all think we're obsessed about things, but little do you know.
Little do you know. So, Mandy, tell me what's been going on in your world.
You know, not a whole lot. I did head over to Cape Sandblast for a couple of days, which was super fun. My friends, the Weldons. Y'all will remember our first and only podcast guest was Kelly, or was it Sanders? Kelly
was Sanders. Both of them. You know, Sanders is like, I dream of him being my best friend. Like, every post you made, I was like, oh my God, I need that kid in my life every day.
He's so great. So, and then in addition, his brother Wyatt and his sister Addie and their father James were all there. So I drove over, and I had told Kelly I would come over on Monday and, you know, spend Monday night. And they got there Saturday. And James calls me Saturday night. He's like, okay, when are you coming? Why aren't you here?
And where, like, are you?
I'll be there Monday. He said, nope, that won't do. Sorry. But I was like, well, I gotta go to lunch after church. He's like, okay, well then just come right after. Just go ahead and pack everything up, and as soon as you leave your lunch, you just come right over. So that's what I ended up doing.
That's
great. I laughed because when the kids were little and they were here, and, you know, I'd go meet them for dinner or whatever, and then Kelly'd be like, I think we're gonna go play putt-putt tomorrow night. And I'd be like, no, thank you. Fast forward, I'd get a phone call. Miss Mandy. So I always laugh now. It's when I've told Kelly my plans and then some member of her family calls me, I know I'm in trouble, because that
You're
means
they don't
like my plans.
Nope.
My plans need to change. So but anyway, I love Cape Sandblast. It's, you know, that's where I grew up going. So it's always fun to go back. And I don't think I've been over there since Michael.
Oh, really?
Which seems crazy, but I don't think I have. So it was interesting to sort of see it all, and I'm glad to see him coming back from all of that. So it was good. And I actually sat on the beach, which, you know, I never do here.
Yes, no, you don't.
It's just amazing how different, how much less crowded it is over there. Like, it's just so much nicer than this beach. So, but anyway, so that was fun. And I got back yesterday. Otherwise, I mean, nothing much really. Watching baseball, the Braves are jinxed.
I think so. This year's been not good.
They cannot escape the injury bug. Max Fried, one of their ace pitchers, went on the aisle the same day that Ozzie Albies, our second baseman, broke his wrist.
That was a tough day.
And then I think it was the next day or 2 days after, they signed a guy named Whit Merrifield. And Whit has played, like, he played for Kansas City. He's played for Toronto. Just sort of like a, you know, average sort of baseball player. Sometimes above average, but generally just sort of average. And he was in free agency last year, and he signed with the Phillies. And I had just recently heard him on a podcast, because he's a regular on a podcast I listen to that's hosted by some former players. And he had not been having a good year in Philly. And when he went to Philly, he accepted that he wasn't going to start. He was just going to be sort of a utility man. And so they asked him, they said, well, why were you willing to do that? Why were you willing to, you know, take that spot? And he said, because I want to win a World Series. And Then, lo and behold, it's the Phillies didn't DFA him. So basically, that means they fired him.
Yeah.
So he was
They said,
available.
Toodaloo.
He was available. And so when Ozzy broke his wrists, Alex Anthopoulos went and signed him. So
snatch him up.
He was a Philly and now he's a Brave.
Love him. And he will not be winning a World Series this year.
Listen, I don't like that talk.
Well,
as
more
long as
than
you,
likely.
As long as I listen, I will not have it. I will not stand for it. That is not you. As long as you get in, anything can happen.
That's very, very true.
So
very true.
I myself am not giving up yet.
Okay.
Do I think we're going to win the division? No, I do not. But as I have said all year, I'm okay with that because I would like to do something different. Differently. I would like to do something different. I don't know which one that is. Than what we have done the past couple of years. So
yeah.
But anyway, in better baseball news, I saw on Facebook last night that the Vine Eagle Little League team is headed to the World Series.
Look,
Mekonga.
I mean, that's where my brother played. That was where all my friends played softball. I spent many, 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 many a day in my childhood years at the Vine Engel Little League. And so I'm so excited for that. When you put that on the notes, I was like, what's happening at Vine Engel? Is the toxic pond still giving people cancer?
Right. The super fun site.
Yeah. So for those of you not from Macon, right next to the Little League fields was a creatine plant where they used to dip telephone poles in toxic chemicals. And then the little kids would go fish in the pond and people literally have gotten cancer. So there we go. But they've cleaned it all up now. It is no longer a creatine plant right there. And there is no pond, or if it is, it's like barbed wired off where you can't get to it. But anyway, I'm so excited for Vine Engel Little League. That's great.
I know. That's very exciting.
That's
very
so
exciting.
exciting.
Yeah, my law school professor, Jack Sammons, posted something about it.
Okay.
He lives in Vermont now or something. Like,
okay.
But he posted something
I
about it. I
love that.
But yeah, so that's sort of it. And listen, the Hall of Fame, the Baseball Hall of Fame induction ceremony was on Sunday.
Yeah.
I didn't watch it because I was at the beach, but I was listening on my drive home yesterday. I was listening to a podcast that the Hall of Fame has actually started doing. And so they had the four guys that were inducted sort of interviewing them all. And y'all, I just cried. I just cried. And look, growing up, I was a big crier. As a child and a teenager, I was a big crier. And then I got to a point where I did not cry for years.
Yeah. Yep.
And now I'm back in my crying era, and it is still so weird.
Wait till Friday.
Well, that's what I'm afraid of.
We're going to be a mess.
I don't know how I'm going to survive the Olympics. I have these allergy thing going on too, where my eyes will not quit watering. And so my skin around my eyes is already just super irritated and inflamed.
Oh my gosh.
So listen, I'm going to be good looking by the
yeah.
time I'm over. And there was something else that, like, I can't remember now what it is, but like every time I see it or look at it, I mean, I go into like ugly cry.
Yeah.
It's not just like tears, it's like crying.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hormones, man.
Uh-huh.
They're a mess.
Amen.
A mess.
Amen.
Anyway, what's going on with you, Katie?
I've had a week, man. But what I have been doing is rewatching some old movies because the new versions are coming out. So yesterday during a thunderstorm, by the way, which was not probably the best way to do it, I watched the original Twister and I forgot how good that movie is. It's a great movie. Helen Hunt and Bill Paxton are so good. The will they won't they tension, of course we know in the end they do, but the will they won't they tension is so good between the two of them. And there's so many people that have passed on in that that I was like, oh, I missed Philip Seymour Hoffman was such a good actor. So, you know, it was really good to see all those actors again. It's a great movie. I may go next week and watch the new one in the movie theater. I mean, I don't go out the door if I don't have to, but it's air conditioned in a movie theater. So I may go do that because this one was so good. And I love the little kid that's in the new one. What's his name?
I don't know.
He adopted a dog. He was in Top Gun, Maverick. Yeah, Glenn Powell.
When you say little kid, you meant grown man.
Yeah, I do. But he's...
I was like, I don't know.
He's young. Well, he's not that as young as some of them, but he adopted that cute little dog named Brisket. You know, I mean, you gotta love it. So anyway, I watched that. And then I also watched Deadpool 1 and 2, which are my favorites. My favorites. Anything Ryan Reynolds does except Green Lantern are just the best things ever. And so I'm probably going to go see that one as well. So I watched 1 and 2 yesterday. So I've been rewatching some things.
Sounds like you've been having a pile up.
I have. I needed it.
I love a good pile up.
I needed it. I needed
especially
it.
In the rain.
I was also, I posted this one. I was also very brave. You know, my fear about dough, but I made that galette. And let me tell you how good it was. It is delicious. I've got one more serving for tonight. Delicious.
Good. Yeah. It's just summer in a dough. And the
I
dough,
thought,
how hard is it?
No, the dough's not hard. What I thought when I first made it was I probably didn't add enough flour. Katie Math, apparently, here's what happens. Katie Math laps over into measuring. So, like, I did a cup and a fourth of flour, but it was probably more around a cup and a fourth of flour. And so I probably should have added a little bit more, as sticky as it was, and that would have made it better. But let me tell you, it's very forgiving dough. It's delicious. I'm loving it.
Good.
So I feel brave. I needed to feel brave about something, and I felt brave about that.
Good. And now
silly
that you
as that,
that is. Now you know you can just adapt it for a sweet treat.
Right.
Such as a peach dessert, because as we established last week, peaches belong only in dessert or breakfast. Although Birch has called me out and said we're going to have to disagree on something.
So the Southern Living, I just got it out of the mailbox, has a peach and tomato salad on the cover.
I died
laughing when I opened my mailbox and saw
they
that.
They are incorrect. I'm sorry.
Oh, I died laughing. I was like, there we go.
Listen, if you subscribe to the incorrect theory, you could make a peach and tomato galette.
There we go. There's some things. Well, look.
Yes.
If you go on Smitten Kitchen, that was what I was trying to get out of my brain. If you go on Smitten Kitchen and just type in galette.
Oh, yeah, there's like 1,000.
About 1,000 of them come up. And I was like, oh, look at all these good choices I have.
When the springtime rolls around again, you have to do the asparagus one.
So excited.
For Easter. Easter before last, when I went to Nicole's house. I made it before church. And then just left it in the oven when I went to church, the turned off oven.
Yeah.
And then when I got ready to go to Carla's, I pulled it out of the oven and took it over there. And it was perfectly delicious.
Love it. Love it. Well, this
good.
Yep. So good. So thank you for that recipe, Mandy. And I'm just going to keep making it.
Good.
And I may even try yeast. I don't know. That's next, maybe on the list. The other thing I got the other day that just made me smile, is my nephew sent me a video of his new ducks.
The nephew who is the ornithologist.
Yes.
He's gotten more ducks
and he's super excited about it. And I just, the teenagers in my life right now have been just amazing. And Wilson sent me the ducks, and then one of his sisters, I won't call her out, sent me a big long text, one of those that we used to send around in letter form when we were in high school, that says, if you don't send this to 5 friends, you die. And so she sent that to me so she didn't die.
Have you seen the meme that's like,
God love her.
I think what's happening is all of those chain letters and emails that we didn't forward have caught up with all of us. That is why society is in the state it's in. It's because none of us forwarded those emails.
I got it from her. I saw her little name pop up and I was like, ooh, and so I'm scrolling and scrolling and scrolling in the same text. Send it to two of this and three. I was like, oh, girl, you fell for it. Fell for it. Imagine having to put a stamp on that mess when we were little.
At least they're doing it because maybe that'll create, you know, look, bring society back into orbit.
I'm here for it. I'm here for it.
We have a large storm rolling in.
Oh, good. We had one yesterday. Watch Twister when we're done. So the other one that, you know, I've said that that sweet little teenage girl that I had to share a bathroom with has been sending me affirmations. They have not come every single day, but they're still coming and they are back up at the lake. And that when I tell you the production value on these things,
well, of course,
she set her phone up on the front of the boat, ran around, got in the water, and all of a sudden she popped up with her goggles on and told me how much she loved me. And I thought, talk about crying.
That is so
like, this
cute.
Is the best, like, to take the time out of her day.
Right. To do that for you. That's so sweet.
So the teenagers are being amazing this right now. And so I'm thankful for that. Uh-oh, the Cubs must have done something bad.
Well, now the Brewers did something good.
Brewers did something good. There we go. There we go.
Former Brave, William Contreras.
Oh.
Hit a double.
Billy.
Scored a run.
Dang it. RBI, ribbied it.
Bum, 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 bum. Sorry, that was Williams' walk-up song.
There we go. So, you know, I don't know if y'all have been listening, but Mandy and I are uber excited about the Olympics. And so we have a big section of things. There's a couple other things I wanted to remind people of going into Friday. So we record on Wednesday. Friday's the opening ceremonies. I went to the store today and got a bunch of my stuff for my dinner. But there are some things that we wanted to bring to your attention to watch for. First of all, if you have not listened to, and I sent this to you, I don't know if you got a chance to listen to the Smart List with Mike Tirico. So he is hosting the Olympics for NBC this week, and he goes into like the backside of the production of it. And it's fascinating. And, you know, the teams of people they have doing research, you know, and all the, you know, for there, he doesn't, as much as I want to think that he does, because he's a great guy, he doesn't know every rule for every sport. He just doesn't. And so just his thoughts on what that kind of job produces later, like what they go on to do. He did say, which I really hope you go listen to it, Mandy. I don't want to spoil anything, but the one thing he said that I will tell everybody if you're going to watch the Olympics is that they have just kind of given up on keeping things secret. You know, everybody has a phone now. Everybody's going to be posting. The athletes are going to be posting themselves. So they're doing everything live during the day, and then they will have a recap at night in prime time. So, I mean, I'm going to be watching a lot during the day, and I know Mandy can. Fortunately, we both kind of work from home right now, so we can do that. But, you know, what I probably will also do is, like, not look at my social media if I'm out during the day and, you know, just turn it off because I follow so many things that I can't if I don't want to know. Right. So be warned, the NBC is not going to even try anymore. I mean, there was a time when you could, but now they're like, we just can't. Yeah, everybody's got a phone.
We used to watch the nightly news, or they would say, like during the Olympics, they'd be like, okay, and now we are going to share the results. If you don't want to know, look away. And like, they wouldn't even say anything. They would just post them.
Yep.
The broadcast, and then say, okay, now you can look back. So I'm guessing that's over.
Those days are gone. And I get it. I mean, the athletes themselves can post from the events. So, I mean, like, what are, anyway. So be warned. That's my first warning. But also, really, that smart lesson with Mike Tirico is a great guy and a real family man, which I didn't know. But if you go listen to him on that podcast, you'll really enjoy it. So it starts Friday night, obviously, with the opening ceremonies. I will not be watching that live. Because I've got some stuff I got to do during the day. So I'm going to watch it at, like, I think they rebroadcast at 7:30.
Yeah, I won't watch it.
Yeah. The opening ceremonies to me is different than the rest of the sports. So I'm going to watch the night version of that. Yeah. But they have, Mandy, and you put all this on here, but they have now announced both the male and female flag bearers. And I could... the male one's okay, but I'm so excited about the female flag bearer.
Yeah, I saw some ding dong on Facebook. She's one of those people that I like muted 100 years ago.
Yeah.
But one of my friends texted me today and was like, "How can you stand so and so?" I'm like, "She's like, she needs to go touch grass." And I said, "Oh, girl, I muted her 100 years ago."
Yeah.
She's like, "Oh, okay, good idea."
Yeah.
Anyway, but then I had to go look and see what she had posted that had Allison all up in arms. I couldn't even really tell what it might be. But one of the things she said, she was like, "Is Snoop our Olympic torchbearer?"
Oh, Lord.
Okay.
Then you aren't paying enough attention.
First of all, what we're not going to do here is denigrate Snoop. Dog.
Right.
Not happening here.
Not in this house.
Speaking of all, no, he was not our torch bearer. He carried the Olympic torch in Paris at some, because, you know.
So did Selma Hayek yesterday and like all these people.
A lot of us remember this because of the Atlanta Olympics. And right. So many people we know were able to carry the torch. So the torch leaves Greece and it travels to, you know, wherever it's the country where it's going, and it goes sort of, you know,
all
to
around.
A lot of different meaningful places within that country. So like the Olympic torch went basically, I think, in all through Georgia. It was in Moultrie, I know, because Billy Payne's wife grew up in Moultrie and it ran right in front of her house. She carried it right in front of her childhood home.
Sweet.
But yeah, so we all have stories like that. So I think most of us from Georgia understand that concept. So yeah, for one of those legs, Snoop Dogg carried that torch. I saw today that a man who's a quadriplegic carried his in an exoskeleton.
Love it.
I also saw a 90-year-old French athlete carrying the torch. And that's part of the big drama of the opening ceremonies, is who's going to light the torch.
Right.
So it goes all these places. And then for the opening of the ceremonies, they light the torch and it's a big deal.
Yeah.
Anyway. So
he did not light the torch. He carried the flame.
He carried it.
Yeah.
And he is not the Olympic flag bearer. That's a different thing. Olympic flag bearers are athletes who are chosen to carry the flag in at the opening ceremonies. And it's voted on by the other athletes. And so the two people who were chosen are LeBron James and Coco Gauff.
Which,
and Coco
I'm
will be the
so
youngest ever.
I didn't
and
know
I
that.
love it. I love the fact that it's two black.
Yes.
Very successful. You know, I love that for our country, but that's who's carrying it in.
Yeah.
I like the message.
Both of them could not have been more humble.
Yeah.
I mean, LeBron is not always my favorite with some of the things he says and some of the people he associates with. I think some of those people are suspect.
I think anybody who builds a school.
Yeah, but there's that whole P. Diddy thing that I'm very suspect of.
Well, I don't even know that.
Yeah, he's good friends with all that mess. So, yes, he does great work. He's was so humble in his acceptance. Both of them were so shocked. I think their representation of America is perfect. I think it's a great representation of who we are as a country, and I'm really, really excited. And they get to wear different coats from everybody, and Coco put hers on. It was so cute. And
for those shoulders, she's got some broad shoulders.
She does have some broad shoulders. She does indeed. I love
you
it.
didn't think that coat was going to go over their shoulders.
It didn't there for a minute.
You could tell somebody to come in afterwards and
Yeah.
like style her up.
Yeah. So I'm really excited about that. I think that'll be great. I think we hit the ground running. So the other thing about the opening ceremonies is I'll be real surprised if a lot of those swimmers and gymnasts are there.
Oh, yeah.
Because they all have practice and compete the next day.
Only any of the gymnasts will be
yeah,
there.
They usually don't, which is maybe why Simone was not chosen. Maybe she, you know, the way I understand the way it works is that every sport nominates someone, and then that slate of people is voted on by the larger group. And so I think some of them do have to bow out because they compete the next day and it's a long night. So, most of them end up at the closing ceremonies. So anyway, I'm really excited. And Mandy, you've got a couple things. I haven't really looked at the schedule yet, but you've got a couple things that we can already be on the lookout for.
Yeah,
and I think soccer started today.
Soccer, I think men's soccer started today. The women play tomorrow. So they
okay.
hopefully won by the time y'all hear this on Friday. Yeah, I started to be like, okay, this is what you're gonna watch on Sunday, and this
Right.
is what you're gonna watch. And I thought, we can't
No,
do that.
NBC Olympics has a great website. That is where I'm gonna be with my scheduling, is their TV website schedule.
But the first week will be a lot of swimming and a lot of gymnastics and a lot of diving,
which is all my favorite things.
Right. So the men and women's team gymnastics event will be first. So that's where all the members of the team compete to win a group medal. And so the men's final will be on Monday and the women's will be on Tuesday. So, I mean, coming out right out of the gate.
And let me tell you, that little kid with the glasses, I don't
I
know,
can't wait.
Mandy and I haven't talked about how often we're going to try to post and like how, but I think who to watch for is a good thing for us and to share those stories. And that's what Mike Tirico talked a lot about too. I meant to say that it was the storytelling, that it's not just about the competition. It's about these people and getting to know them and having them represent us as a country. But let me tell you, the kid with the glasses, the male gymnast, the kid, I taking those glasses off and getting on the pommel horse, I was like, you're a badass.
Dog.
I mean, Snoop Dogg it. I mean, let me tell you, I'm so excited. So be on the lookout for that from us. I think that will be something that we try to do, is share stories either on Instagram or on this platform where you can kind of follow these cute little kids, because most of them are kids, and see what great things they do. So thank you for that, Mandy, that update of what to look for to begin with.
Yes, yes. The story that has me tickled, and then there's always like random stuff like this, and this has made me laugh so hard. So apparently the New Zealand women's soccer team was practicing and noticed a drone.
Stop it.
Y'all, it was the Canadians.
Stop it.
The Canadians were spying.
The sweet little innocent, we don't do anything wrong,
right?
Friendly Canadians gave us Ryan Reynolds and Michael J. Fox. Canadians.
Spying on the New Zealand. Listen, have I missed the memo that New Zealand is the soccer power horse?
Well, you know, they do the haka thing. They do that haka thing, and I love the, oh my gosh, that will make me cry when they do that before a soccer game. If you've never watched them do that, y'all go watch it. Lord help.
I got so tickled of all the countries that you think might be involved in a spying scandal. It was the Canadians, my spying on New Zealand. What the hell's going on?
Oh, it's my favorite. Absolute favorite.
But I saw today that the Canadians have responded appropriately and sent two people home.
There we go.
So, yeah.
Lord help.
Oh, Lord.
So, the thing that I have loved, you know, we've talked about Flava Flav, and he's so excited about the women's polo, water polo team.
That's coming up fast, too.
Oh, good. Okay, good. We'll watch for that. But y'all, Snoop Dogg, seriously, is so excited. He is not, and Mike Tirico talks about this too. I'm telling you, it's to prepare for the Olympics. You need to go listen to that episode. But Snoop is genuinely interested in the athletes, interested in the sport. He will be commentating. Like, he's really learning this stuff. You know, they're going to do fun stuff about, you know, Snoop around Paris.
My God.
Oh, my God. Could you imagine?
You know, I often wish I had known that there was such a job as a producer for the Today Show.
Yes.
Because I would have gone and done that for Katie Couric.
Yeah.
And, like, my life would be totally different because Katie Couric would love me.
Yeah.
That to get to go and mainly really, you know, it sort of dawned on me after, I think, maybe after all the sex scandals with
Matt Lauer.
That guy. That it dawned on me that they do so much work for the Olympics.
Yeah.
Because they produce all those segments for the Olympics.
Yeah.
Anyway, how fun would it be to be the producer for Snoop around Paris?
Could you imagine?
Are you kidding me?
So Al Roker today on the Today Show said it's like getting to go to summer camp. Like, they just love it so much. And they love the sports and they love going to the stuff, but they love being together.
Well, and especially now that Matt Lauer's not there.
Yeah, right.
The tourists.
But they're taking some great people that are also enthusiastic. Leslie Jones, Snoop Dogg, Colin. Look, do you know the Olympic Village in Tahiti is a cruise ship?
I saw that. Speaking of Olympic Village, here's my question. I also saw that cute little diver. I can't remember his name. Tom Daly. He was showing the beds
cardboard
in the Olympic Village are made out of cardboard.
Yep, they are.
And I started thinking, LeBron James ain't sleeping on a cardboard bed.
No, none of the high-powered athletes stay in the village.
They get like a hotel.
Yeah, so he'll rent a villa somewhere.
But I would really like to see that.
Yeah. So basketball players from any other country that are staying in the Olympic Village, how do you fit?
On that cardboard bed?
I know, right? Do you put two together? Do you get an extender?
Wow.
I know.
Me and my sister dated some basketball players in college. And I'm not sure how they handled that dorm room situation. They had extra long beds or not.
We should ask her.
I'm sure she knows.
Sorry, Julie. I set her up for that. I did not mean. Wow. Okay. Anyway, so Peyton Manning's doing the opening ceremonies. He's hilarious. It's just going to be great. The celebrities, they pick really good ones this year. You know, of course, Michael Phelps is doing the swimming commentating with my favorite Rowdy Gaines. And so it's just going to be so fun. And they were talking on the Today Show as well about how this is the first. Oh, no, on the podcast about how this is the first Olympics in like 10 years that they've had a crowd and people's families and people.
10 years. Why is
maybe
it 10?
Not 10, 6 years, maybe.
Girl, that pandemic only hit 4 years ago.
Yeah, but it had been 2 years before that since we'd had an Olympics, because that was an Olympic year. So since 2018, there has not been a crowd to cheer on athletes at these events. And how different and wonderful it's going to be, how exciting it's going to be. And so I'm really excited about all that. And they picked just the best. The other thing I heard today is not only are we getting LA 28, we are getting Salt Lake City 2034.
Yippee!
At least it'll be in a time zone where we can watch it in a normal hour.
Yeah.
So super excited. There's so much joy around this Olympics. I'm so excited to see it. I'm excited about the opening ceremonies on the river. I think that's going to be super cool. I can't really figure out how they're going to do it, but I don't care. It'll be fun.
As long as nobody falls in.
There's that. The mayor did swim in the river. They, you know, look, the Olympics are a big machine of money and whatever, but it made Paris clean up the Seine. So the environmental impact is a good thing this time. So I'm really happy for that.
There you go.
So anything else you wanted to talk about before we dive in on Friday? I'm so excited.
Yeah.
So excited. I got some French wine today at the liquor store.
I was going to say, I may not do a croque monsieur, but I like the idea of a French wine. That's a good call. I've got a sign some wills. Well, I don't have to sign. I'm gonna have to notarize some wills tomorrow at my favorite little wine shop. So maybe I'll
there we go.
In here afterwards.
Get some French wine, ma'am.
Since I just got paid Thursday night,
love it, love it, love it. Well, I'm really excited about your food because I've made something similar to this before and I've forgotten about it, and now I'm not gonna forget about it.
Okay, good.
So thank you.
This is a Caldwell family recipe. My dad made three things. He made pimento cheese.
Right. Yep.
He made French toast. And then he made this cracker crumb steak. And all it is like basically a version of country fried steak.
Yep.
But the breading that you use is saltine crackers. So you just take your cube steak. I like to cut it into smaller pieces.
Okay.
Just because, I don't know why. Now, my dad would tell you, like, his version of this is a whole lot more complicated. Like, he would use a combination of milk and what's the canned milk that's not sweet? Evaporated milk?
Evaporated milk.
I think he would use like a can of evaporated milk and regular milk. And like, well, I skip the milk altogether these days. I don't use any milk. I just beat up an egg, dip it in the egg, and then dip it in the cracker crumbs. And so the cracker crumbs you want to, I just put in a Ziploc bag and crunch, 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 crunch. And you want to get them, you want sort of a mix. Like you want some of them really fine.
Yeah.
So that, you know, that's sort of like a flour coating. But then it's also fun to have a, you know, a few pieces that are a little bigger. Then they get good and fried and crunchy. But, you know, squish them up pretty good so that there's a good amount of it that's really pretty fine. And then just use a neutral oil, you know, canola oil or peanut oil or something. Don't use olive oil. And you want to pour it in your skillet and fill it up enough so that, you know, it almost covers the steak altogether. And then medium high. And then I always just drop a little piece of cracker in it and see if that, you know, if it bubbles and starts frying. That's how you know if your oil's hot enough. And then you just fry it up and then drain it on paper towels. And then I didn't put the gravy recipe here because that's one thing in my life I'm still working on getting completely right is gravy.
Yes.
You pour off most of the oil and then make a little gravy. And it's my favorite gravy because it's got some of those cracker pieces in it.
Yes.
Basically, I like a fried cracker, y'all, is what I'm here to tell you.
I do too.
But then when I tell you that my dad and I would fight over the leftovers. Like, it's so much better the second day.
Yeah.
And he likes it. Just slather some mayonnaise on some bread. And
oh my gosh. Like a sandwich. Stop it.
I'm just straight out of the refrigerator. Like, and so literally I make this once a year when the summer vegetables are really good to go with, you know, that's what I want to eat with my summer vegetables because otherwise I will eat it. So I made some, I think on Saturday, and I only made half the package because I knew I was about to go out of town.
Yeah.
I've already thawed out the other half because I'm like, that was not enough.
That was not enough.
I only had three pieces left over and I had eaten them all before I left on, you know, Sunday afternoon.
So this to me is more of a fall dish because I used to make it with deer meat. And that's when we got our deer meat keepsake. was in the fall. So if you're a hunter, it works very, very well with venison. And it's one of my favorite things to do with it. Because venison's so tough, we used to get a lot of it cube staked. And or can be tough. And so this is really one of my favorite ways to do it. So I am going to totally switch this over to a summer meal after my Olympic meal.
So good. But I'm just telling you, though, like, go ahead while you're making a big mess and frying everything.
Just go ahead fry it up.
Because you're going to want those.
I am so excited about the idea of a sandwich.
Good.
That's life changing right there.
There you go.
There you go.
Like every time my dad makes it, and my dad would also tell you that you need to make it if you have like an electric fry pan.
Yep.
That you should do it in that.
Which I don't.
What he does his French toast in and what he does his cracker crumb steak in.
Okay.
I just do mine in a cast iron skillet.
It's yeah.
Yeah, so there you go. Cracker crumb steak.
Love it.
The other thing I wanted to share is a shocker. Kitchen. Have you ever made ricotta?
I have not made ricotta. I love ricotta.
So easy, and once you make it, you're going to be spoiled.
Okay, so I've got to do this and make my ricotta.
Yes.
Okay.
And so this is, she has a couple of recipes for ricotta. This one is her most recent one.
Wrong button. I was supposed to copy and paste. I want to see it.
So she grills like zucchini and some pea pods and I can't remember
all
what
kinds all. Of stuff. There's a petty pan squash in here.
And
red onion.
With her ricotta and then a nice piece of like sourdough bread.
Way.
I don't have a grill, so I just roast them in the oven.
Roasted them in the oven.
But that homemade ricotta is life-changing. It is so good. And that's just a great sort of, especially if you've got a grill, just a great summer supper where you don't have to get the kitchen all dirty.
Yeah.
And just grill everything and then have everything else made already.
So, you know, new things scare me. I make the same things over and over. Y'all, the ricotta has 4 ingredients. I think we can do this.
You can. You do have to get some cheesecloth.
I can get cheesecloth.
But that's fine. You can manage.
I mean, it's 4 ingredients. We can do this, people. I'm being brave.
Do it.
So after I do my Olympic meal, I'm going to totally do these 2 things. I'm so excited.
Good.
So excited. Good.
Yeah, I got to make some ricotta. I've got all the stuff to make it happen.
Yay.
Yeah, so we'll be in the same thing because I'm about to make some more cracker crumb steak.
Well, and let me tell you, the summer vegetables, get them while they're good. I mean, this galette that I made is really good. The dough is great, but what makes it is the summer fresh silver queen, the good tomatoes. I mean, it is time and make hay while the sun shines. I mean, it is the time to do it. So I'm super excited.
Yeah, me too. Me too.
Well,
so
thank
talk
you for
to
those.
Me about your favorites.
So my first favorite, and we talk about this a lot on here, but I just can't tell you enough, especially this week, when you go through something tough, the importance of having a group of friends that will circle around you and just be there, whether texting you all day so you don't get bogged down in the crap, to giving you things to be hopeful for. Like a friend of mine is, we're going to lunch next week and shopping. And I'm so excited. And just, you know, circling the wagons, having that close group of friends, girls and some guys. I know that's not always the case, but I do have a couple of really good guy friends that have been so precious this week. And I'm just thankful for my whole circle.
Good.
And so find your people. We say it on here all the time, but it's just really forefront this week to find them, go find them. It's been a while since I ordered this dress that I have linked on here. It was on sale. And I don't normally order linen things because you got to iron them, but this is a good linen that is not terrible to iron. But this shirt dress, y'all know I can't resist an Oxford cloth or an Oxford blue or an Oxford stripe. I just get all giddy about it. And I bought it when it was on sale and I wore it to church Sunday. It's the most comfortable dress. And even if I have to iron it, it is worth it because it's really easy.
See, I disagree on the linen having to be ironed.
Well, this one has one of those, and if they hadn't done this, I wouldn't have to, but it's got those, a little rolled sleeve, and that is not, it wouldn't stay when I dried it on the hanger.
Now, mind you, I don't own an iron.
Well, I do for my sewing. So when I sewed, I had an iron because I would sew my, you know, I don't sew my, iron my clothes, but I ironed my sewing because it was more precious than my clothes. But anyway, so it's, you could probably, next time I wear it, I will do a better job hanging flat it up. Iron?
Could you take your flat iron and hit the sleeve with your
Absolutely could. Yeah. Absolutely. So it's a great dress. Highly recommend J. Crew. The other one, you know, I've been reading a lot this summer and I'm so excited about it because I'm, you know, reading all the things, but I have started a new author that I had not read before and her name is Kate Quinn. I don't know if you've read her before.
I feel like I have, but we were just laughing at the beach because everything I read, it's right out of my head.
Immediately forget it. Well, The Briar Club is new and she's a historical fiction writer. There's usually some kind of intrigue or mystery. With the Briar Club, there was, from the very beginning, you knew there was a murder, but you didn't know who it was till like the very last chapter. So it was really good. I really enjoyed it. It was very good. The Rose Code is one of her older books and one of her most popular books. And so I'm reading that now and I'm very much loving it because it's World War II. Briar Club is right after World War II. It's like in the 50s, set in the 50s. But this is in England in World War II, which I love. So, Kate Quinn, highly recommend.
Okay.
The other thing that I have gotten, and I saw it, and I grabbed it, and I'm so glad I did. In fact, I'm going to get a snack here in a minute, is the seasonal unexpected cheddar spread at Trader Joe's. It's Hatch Chili. And when I tell you it is delicious, like the one at Christmas is okay. It's cranberry, but this is phenomenal. It'd be good in eggs.
I'll give it a try if I get that way. I remember Boo Mama had suggested, she was the first one I heard talk about the spread.
Yes.
And
spreads are, the plain spread's really good.
I was underwhelmed by it. Might do me right.
Yeah. So that one is, you'll like, there's a lot more flavor to it. The way I use the spread is if I put it on a cracker and I'll add honey. So you get the salty and sweet.
Remember, Katie, Mandy doesn't like salty and sweet, only in desserts.
Desserts. That's right. Well, for the rest of the world. But it's also good in eggs.
Okay.
So I use the spread a lot in eggs.
Okay.
Or on a sandwich. So I don't just eat it on a cracker like I do this. But this hot chili you can because there's so much flavor. So highly recommend.
Good to know. I made a sandwich at the beach that I had not made in a minute.
Yeah.
And cheese and ham sandwich.
Ooh.
With a tomato that either Kelly or her dad had grown.
Stop it.
That's just summertime right there.
It is summer on 2 pieces of bread.
Mm-hmm. Good.
Love it.
So what's going on this week? What have you got?
Well, what do you think's going on this week? The Olympics.
Other than watching the Olympics, like it's your job.
That's what I'm going to be doing. I'm going to be, so I had some stuff, like another professor is leaving for 2 years, so I had to rearrange my schedule today. So school's getting close. I'll be writing for, it starts at the end of August, so I've got a little bit of time, but I've got to keep writing for ordination, so I'll be doing that. And you know, my people in my church are still in the hospital and shut in, so I'll go do that. But other than that, Katie's going to be in her pajamas watching people with athletic ability do great things.
Thinking she can do it.
Thinking I can do it. It's just like the bubbles. Just like it.
What I have to say about the whole bubbles thing is, you know, again, sometimes sort of like the Today Show producer.
Yeah.
Don't know. If I'd have known.
Right.
Being a professional bubble maker was an option in life, I perhaps would have made different choices.
Ma'am, it's called a bubble artist.
I'm sorry. Forgive me. I'm staying correct. Good.
All you need is a fog machine and some bubbles.
I mean, if I'd have known that was art, I would not have sold myself short.
I know, right? Law school would have been like fifth on the list of options.
For sure.
I keep thinking with this whole minister thing that maybe I should be a chaplain for the Olympic team.
It's a great idea. Great idea.
I think so.
You know what I hadn't thought about, and I heard somebody talking about it this week, is that the NFL teams have church at the facility on Sundays.
What am I doing?
Had never thought about that, but that makes total sense, doesn't it?
The Falcons practice right down the street from me.
There you go, Katie.
What am I doing?
There you go.
I'm sure some man, some old white man has that locked down.
You know, I have.
Dang it. Well, look, we don't know what we're doing like extra, but we'll let you know. So be watching. Oh, this is the other thing I want to, and I might post it. I don't know how we can post it, but make sure you're following NBC Olympics, the Olympic Instagram page. Y'all, if you're not following the Paralympic page, are you following that? It's a Paralympic athlete doing it, and I don't know who it is.
I don't know that my eyes can take it.
It's funny. So it is not what you think it is. It is hilarious.
Okay.
It is the funniest.
It's funny. Okay.
But it look, is the. Oh
this
my God.
Is what I look like before the Olympics.
Girl. The Paralympic. I'm telling you, it is the funniest that she, who, I think it, they said it's a female Paralympic athlete doing it, and that she is hilarious setting all this stuff to music that's inappropriate and making fun of themselves. It is life-giving.
Okay, well, good.
Yeah, so go follow all those things, and the NBC Olympics will have every day the TV schedule stuff, so that's also very helpful. I will have it up on my computer 24/7, so I won't miss anything.
I feel like last time there was a way that I could go in and like pick my favorites, and then it just made me that schedule.
Oh,
I was looking last night trying to figure out how to do that, and I couldn't.
I just have the big, it might be on the app, but I just have like the big spreadsheet that I leave up on my computer screen. So,
and I do feel like definitely on, maybe it was on the app, maybe it was on, because I haven't downloaded the Olympics app. But I feel like if you download the app, I do remember there was a way that you could get an alert when there was about to be a medal event.
Yes.
So I bet that was the app. Yeah. I'll have to go download that.
Yeah. So we'll look into all that, and we'll, toward the beginning of the Olympics, we'll have that all for you, so you can, because this will be your place to go for all the news and updates and stories.
Listen, maybe if we play our cards right, you know, the Big Boo cast, they now get to go to SEC Media Days.
Yeah.
Listen, Katie.
I think we need to start tagging them all on our Instagram page and get their attention.
Y'all, Katie gets so excited anytime like somebody responds.
They know we're alive.
It makes me laugh so hard.
The other thing that's coming up, and it's after the Olympics, so it'll give us something to look forward to, is True South. The new season's coming up, so if y'all have not watched the other ones, now's the time. Well, now's not the time. Now's the time to watch the Olympics. But go catch up on all that before the new season comes out. The promos look really good. So,
indeed.
Emmy-winning show, True South.
There we go.
All right, friends. We all have a great couple days. We'll see you back here soon.
Bye,
bringing
y'all.
you all the news.